Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Cammie Kirchner. She is the Aquatics and Wellness Coordinator for the City of Perry, and you have probably seen her at the McCurry Community Building. So, Cammie, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So we're talking about a lot of stuff to do with swimming and pools. It's just about summer here, so that means that swimming is definitely on a lot of people's minds. And the first thing I want to ask you about today is your lifeguard training, because that's coming up here pretty soon, correct?
Yes. So I have a lifeguard recertification class coming up May 18th, that Saturday at 10 a.m. So your lifeguard certification expires every 2 years. So if you're at the end of your 2 years, you can go ahead and get signed up and we can hopefully get you in and get that updated. Otherwise, if there is still a group of people needing to get lifeguard certified and we can get them all together, I am happy to host a spur of the moment, we'll call it, lifeguard class. I'm always happy to help out with that when I can.
All right. And then kind of in that same vein of the lifeguarding, you're also looking to hire some more lifeguards for the summer, correct?
Yes. So summer is usually busier than in the winter at the pool. So we always want more employees. And I know there's a lot of kiddos looking for summer jobs. So if that is of any interest to you, you can go ahead and reach out to me at the McCurry Community Center. This year we are doing it a little bit different as well. So in the past, we've had our lifeguards teach our swim lessons courses as well. This year, if anyone is interested in just teaching swim lessons, I would be happy to hire you for that and not lifeguarding. So if lifeguarding is something you're not interested in, but you want to teach swim lessons, I'm happy to help make that work out for you.
All right, now I'll get back to swim lessons here in just a second, but getting back to lifeguarding really quick, the people who take the lifeguard certification, there's a cost for that, but if people get hired, is that covered?
Yeah. So at the McCurry Community Center, if you take the class through us and you work for us for 6 months, we are willing to reimburse the full cost of the course. So say you start June 1st, December 1st, you're still working for me. I'll cut you a check for whatever it is that you paid for the class and you will get that money back.
All right. Now, the McCurry Center is a little special in regards to lifeguarding because, you know, you're an indoor pool. You have need for lifeguards all year round. So is that something that you're always in search for, is new lifeguards?
Yes, we are always looking to hire lifeguards. It seems like you can just never have enough. So maybe it's not something you're thinking of today, but in a month or so, you'd think that it would be a pretty cool job. You can always apply, always reach out. I'm happy to help get anyone certified, do whatever I can to help them do what they want.
All right. Well, now getting back to swim lessons are coming up as well. So what can you tell me about people getting signed up for that?
So swim lesson registration opened up April 8th, and the first session is almost completely full already. We are taking fewer kiddos this year just because we don't have quite as many employees and we don't want to have lesser swim lessons. We're going for quality over quantity. We want to offer good quality swim lessons rather than a bunch of really bad swim lessons to get a bunch of kids in. So we're still doing the three sessions. The biggest difference is we're not starting until June 10th because school does not get out until June 6th, I do believe. So it wouldn't make sense to try and have swim lessons while everyone is still in school. So that pushes our dates back a little bit. But the week of the 4th of July, there will not be any swim lessons. I made sure to schedule around that.
All right. So what sort of age groups are there for swim lessons, or is it all just one big pool, so to speak?
So there are technically 7 different levels. There's preschool and then 1 through 6. And we start taking kids at age 4. You can begin signing up for Red Cross group swim lessons. And then from there, it's just kind of based on ability level. If your 4-year-old can get in the water and swim halfway down the pool with no problem, obviously we're not going to keep them in the very beginning level, preschool level. We might push them up to level 1 or level 2, wherever they're going to get the most for their abilities.
Okay. And will you be offering adult swim lessons this year?
We do not currently offer adult swim lessons. However, if there is anyone that's interested, they can absolutely reach out to me at the rec center and I can get them hooked up with someone that could do some one-on-one lessons with them.
All right. So lots of good programs going on at the McCurry Center. Anything else that you wanted to mention about the McCurry Center's swim programs before we move on and talk about some other stuff?
Yeah, so I just want to say that we are trying to offer the best quality swim lessons that we can for the community. No matter what your age is, we would love to have you out there and help you learn how to swim because water safety is a huge deal. There's lakes, ponds, rivers, pools everywhere in Iowa. So helping people learn how to help themselves is what we're here to do.
Absolutely. And that segues beautifully into the next topics that I have for us. That is some water safety. As I mentioned, it's summer. People want to be out on those lakes and rivers and ponds and pools, as you just mentioned. So what can you tell me just basics of water safety during the summer?
So some basic swim safety topics. The biggest one would be wearing your life jacket. I know as an adult, it might not be necessarily cool. And I do believe the legal age to wear on a boat is 16. So say you're 18, 35, 40 years old, however old you are, and you don't want to wear your life jacket, you should at least have it with you, next to you, close to you at all times, because God forbid anything happen and you don't know how to swim, you want to have that life jacket there to help you. And then along with that, it's also important to know a few life-saving skills. So the biggest thing that you can do to help yourself if you ever fall in the water and you don't know how to swim is just backfloat. Some people don't know how to backfloat. If you don't know how, you can stop by. I'd be happy to help walk you through that. But that's the easiest thing you can do to help save yourself. You just flip on your back and then you can swim, you can float, you can lay. The river and water is going to take you somewhere.
All right, now let's dive a little bit deeper into life jackets. Yes, that was a swimming pun. What's the sort of fit that people should be looking for with their life jackets?
So all life jackets have a weight limit on them. Don't quote me on the weights, but I do believe it's 0 to 50 pounds. So obviously those are for infants, toddlers, little kids. And with that, you just want to make sure that you get the right fit for the kiddo. You want it to be pretty snug. If you pull them up by the shoulder straps, does the life jacket come up over their head or does it stay in place and only move a little bit? You want it to only move a little bit because just think about them in the water. What's that life jacket going to do? It's going to cover their face and not be as effective. And I recommend people get actual life jackets that zip up and button in the front versus the water wings. Water wings can be dangerous for kids because if they get flipped face forward in the water, they don't have as good of arm movement as they normally would to flip themselves over. So I'm a big proponent of just your regular life jacket, just tiny human size. And then the weight limits go up from there and just making sure that it doesn't pop up over your head.
All right. Now, if someone or yourself is out in, like, say, a lake, the middle of a lake, and they're struggling to stay afloat, what can that person do and what can the people nearby do to make sure that that person stays safe and everyone else stays safe as well?
Absolutely. So if you're ever out swimming, whether it's in a controlled facility like a pool or you're on a lake or river, pond, whatever it is, one of the biggest things that the Red Cross teaches that is important for everyone to know is just reach or throw, don't go. So the basic idea of reach or throw, don't go is if someone is struggling in the water, it doesn't matter who you are when you go to help them. They're in panic mode. And 9 times out of 10, they're going to push you under the water trying to help themselves. So if I am drowning and my mom comes to help me, I don't know that it's my mom. I just see something that I can push on to get myself up to take a breath of air. So you want to make sure that you have a tube. All boats are supposed to have oars on them. Reach the oar out there. You can throw a life jacket to them. Tell them to grab on the life jacket, a ski rope, anything that you have. Just don't jump in and go after them yourselves.
All right, and that includes people who are experienced swimmers such as yourself. Even you don't want to go out and try to rescue someone yourself, correct?
Yes, even I would not just jump in the water without anything to help me. If I had a life jacket and I could swim close to them but still a little ways away to throw it to them, I would happily do that. But I would not jump in without anything to go help someone because that puts me at a very high risk.
All right. Very important safety aspects. Anything else that you would like to let our listeners know about water safety?
Just stay safe, have fun, wear your sunscreen, drink water, wear your life jackets, and enjoy the summer.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it very much.
Yes, thank you so much.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Cami Kirchner. I'm Dallas County News Director Joe Sarwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.